Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message.
I wanted to talk to you guys today about the seasons of success. The level of growth in a business. There's seasons to your business, seasons to what's happening here with you being connected with Empower Network. Unlike other businesses, this business is set to enhance you from the inside and your bank account. Yes, we are all about getting rich quick. We do that. Some can do that. Some have days that are great, right? And then we have mental work as well that has to take place depending on our journey that got us here. And all of us had a journey. Everybody had a journey. Everybody has a story, right? Some of us might not really want to go back and go through that story right now. We might not be ready for that yet. We know we have a story. And the journey may not have always been the easiest. Some days it was easy. Some days it was downright hard, and it was just uncomfortable, right? Yet we all have these journeys that got us here and that have programmed us in a certain way. Now, here we're able to kind of clean out the stuff that wasn't necessarily for our benefit, right? And then input things that are going to help us continue to enhance and take us to that next level. The seasons are very interesting. Shalonda, why are you talking about this? Well, honestly, it's been a process I've been going through, and over the last few weeks I found I'm in another position, walking into another season of success. And honestly, it's not what I thought it would be, right? When we are starting out, we have this vision of exactly how it's going to go down and all of this, and then we start to kind of let go of the box that we have put it in of what it had to be and how it had to happen. We start to kind of tiptoe outside that box, right, and say, okay, maybe it doesn't have to happen this way. It could happen this way. My authority, my leader, the one I've chosen to follow is saying this way. Even though that's outside the box that I'm in over here, I guess that, you know, I decided to follow that person, I'll go ahead and step outside the box. So when I started my first MLM business back in 96 or so, I was 21 years old. And when I started, I knew nothing. All I knew was that I didn't necessarily want to spend my life. I kind of came out the womb like I don't want to spend my life working every day. It just never seemed fun. You know, my mom was a teacher, and she traveled. I grew up in Germany. She traveled going to schools and stuff for the hearing impaired and the blind and those with disabilities. And so being in Germany was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was all great. Yet I wasn't really feeling how my mom was working all day. It seemed like, you know, getting in school all day, it just didn't seem like something I really wanted to do. But ultimately, that's where it all started. So when I turned 21, I was like, I'm joining my first business. My dad co-signed on a loan for me for $5,000 to invest into my first multi-level marketing business, okay? And I had lots and lots of products. Back then, it was a little different. And so I had lots and lots of products, and I knew nothing of what I was doing. I had no idea. But that was the beginning of my journey. All I knew was that I was going to be rich because I had invested $5,000, so surely I was getting ready to make a lot of money. So when that obviously did not take place, it took me 7 years to pay off that loan for my father. And actually, we paid it off together when we got into real estate. When we got into real estate, when we had some houses and stuff, and we sold houses, and then we got the income to pay off that loan. It was not multi-level marketing. I honestly failed in multi-level marketing over and over and over again, yet I did not give up. This was the process of my seasons of success. Part of my success wasn't financial. It was not giving up. Some of you right now listening to this call, you're at a crossroads, and you're deciding whether this is for you or this is not for you. Some of you on this call right now, you're at a crossroads. You're deciding whether do I go to the next level, do I invest in the next product, or do I just keep waiting to see what's going to happen and stay here where I'm at, right? Some of you on this call are all in and have hit a point where I'm doing the work, I'm doing something, nothing seems to be happening, you know, what should I do? Crossroads, should I stop and just really chalk it up, or should I not give up? Every day you step and you do not give up, every day you step and say, I'm going to do the thing that's uncomfortable, you have now succeeded. That is success. Accept that. Let that be success. We all have little successes, and I think some of us growing up, we weren't really taught to celebrate the small successes. You know, I got, in my family, education is a big deal. My mom's a PhD. My dad was military, but he got to end up getting his master's. You know, education is a big deal. Now, when I would come home with all A's and a B, that was okay. You know, good job. When I came home with all A's, then it was really, really celebrated. What that did to me, I didn't know then. But to me, now with my daughters, all A's and a B is good. We're going to celebrate that. In fact, let's celebrate each A. We're going to celebrate it. We're going to celebrate the B because they're learning. Now, when you see your child, you know they can improve, that they're not studying quite as much and that kind of thing. That's a whole different story. Yet the fact is, this is something to celebrate. Because you could have came in the house with all F. You know what I'm saying? This is something to celebrate. And I had to kind of change that in how I raise my children. And so with that being said, begin to reprogram yourself and celebrate the small successes. Some of you have not written a blog in a while. And then you wrote one and you were like, okay, I wrote one. No. Celebrate that. That is a success. That is a success. Small successes all together lead to explosions. It does something inside of you when you're able to add up all those little successes. Every single one begins to change you. It begins to put your shoulders back just a little bit more. Every single one, even though it might seem like a speck of sand, every single one is building you up more and more and more. When you don't acknowledge it, you don't allow yourself to feel that success, then you don't allow yourself to build up, right, when you toss it to the side. In fact, some of you on this call right now have a few successes you know you didn't acknowledge. You know you didn't acknowledge. Even when someone said to you, oh, congratulations, that was awesome, you were like, yeah, it was okay. You didn't even receive that. Had this bigger, you know, success, this higher up success that you were reaching for that you couldn't even see the success you just had. Some of you have a few of those right now that right now at this moment you can say, you know what, that was good. That was a success, and you can feel that right now. You don't have to wait for a new one. You know you have some that you have not acknowledged that you can acknowledge right now, right now. Now, in business, one thing I found, and it was after being in business for about 10 years or so that I came across some leaders. It wasn't until I got online, late 08, beginning of 09, that I began to meet leaders that actually were making money. Not the leaders who were, not my sponsors who had actually just joined a few weeks before and were doing it the way that they were being told to, but really had knew nothing more than I knew. You understand what I'm saying? And so I was joining people that maybe I even might know more than them, but I'm still joining people that didn't, and this is in network marketing. So you go to your meeting, you're invited to the meeting, you go to the meeting, you like it, you join that person, you know, they just joined 2 weeks before. Well, when I got online, I began to meet mentors who had actually been in the game for a second. Not only been in the game, but had the dollars to back it up, you know what I mean? So I met one, and I was talking to him about how it just wasn't coming together. I just, you know, I'm in this place, I'm doing all this work, and there's no money, right? And he said, you know, the processes of business are such that when you first go into business, unless you drop like $40,000, $50,000 on the table in this industry for marketing and advertising and that kind of thing, it's going to take time. So at the beginning, you make your investment, and then you work a lot of hours. The hours you work might not add up to the amount of money you're making. So you might work 50 hours and make $2. Right? That might be what you do. At the beginning, that is the process. I know on one of the inner circles, Dave Wood even talks about how he had been working, and he was almost ready to quit. He had been, it might have been that don't ever quit, but he had been working, and he realized he had made like 10 cents a day, and he had been working like 9-10 hours every day. He had made like a cent an hour doing what he was doing in his business. You know, it comes a time when you work a lot of hours and the income may not compensate that based on an employee mindset where you go to work for 8 hours a day and you get X dollars an hour, 10, 12, 20, 22, 50, whatever an hour, and then you get your paycheck every 2 weeks. When you come into business, You gotta wash all that away. You might put in hours and hours and hours and hours, and you might make a cent an hour. You might make $500 an hour, especially if you're all in and you're marketing. If you're coming in and that part is spent training, learning, you know, depending on your learning curve, you might put in a lot of hours and might not see the income. Yet, I challenge you to understand that that is success, because guess what? Every single hour you put in is towards your own business. That's towards something for you. That's towards something for your family. That's towards something for your legacy. That's towards something for you to live the life you want to live. And you know, I don't know about you guys, I did go to college. I went to high school, elementary school, middle school, right? And every time I went, all this time expecting something later, put in all these hours expecting something later. Yet then we get into business, and for some reason, we see, because we spent $500, and then 25 hours, we're supposed to just be rolling in dough. And I'm speaking to us, because I thought that at first as well. That's why I was confused, and that's why the brother had to tell me the truth, right? Because I was like, I just don't understand. I'm putting in all this time. Surely, I should be making some money. And this was, like I said, about 10 years ago or so. But so then when he told me, this was like in 09, so a few years ago. So when he told me this, I was like, okay, he said, but then the next step, that's your first season. So right now you find yourself, you're grinding out, you're putting in quality time. What's quality time? That depends on your schedule and your life. If you are at home all day and this is what you want to pay your bills and sustain you, and you're home all day, you might have to put in 10 hours, 8 hours, some in training. And you know what? Trainings might go 2-3 hours. That's 3 hours, right? Vlogging, however long that takes you, give that 45 minutes to an hour. Sending out an email, however long that takes you. If you're swiping, it might take you 15 minutes. Swiping means copying another email, in case you want to wear. And then, you know, depending on what you're doing, you might want to take time to work. I know I was talking to Apple yesterday, and we were talking about how we had days where she said she had a day where she worked 16-hour days. I've had days where I've worked. My daughter's like, are you done yet? And I'll take time to cook dinner, hang out with them, read with them, put them back to bed, and I'm back at the computer again until like 4 in the morning. Been at the computer since 7 a.m., though. You see what I'm saying? So there are times when you have to put in the work. Now, depending on how much time you're putting in will depend on how long this season progresses. You know, like I told you guys, blogging is putting out content, right? The more content you have out there, the more things are working in your favor, right? So depending on how much time you already put in, what you already know are new when you came in the game, when you came into the business, right, will depend on how long it's going to take you. Now, once you're in this season, you're in it for a second again, that season will go however long you decide it goes. Right? Then you reach a season where the amount of time you're putting in kind of matches the amount of money you're making. Right? So first you might find yourself being, the work you're putting in, you might be making about $5 an hour. Then you're making a little bit more, $10 an hour. Then you find yourself making $15, $20, $25, $100 an hour. Right? Now, one, you're surpassing what you ever made working for somebody else, and you're working for yourself, building your legacy, right? Taking care of your family, right? Doing the things you want to do. And every time you work, it just builds up more and more and more in that bucket so you can continue to do the things you want to do, right? So then everything starts to kind of balances out. It kind of like at a job. I'm making X dollars this, and it's balancing. The work I'm putting in is what I'm getting. But then there's that next thing. Some of you guys might be in that season right there where it's balancing out. The time you're putting in, you're getting that amount of money. Yet, you know, it might still be feeling like you're just barely getting by. That might be the season you're in. Now, Dave Wood says this all the time. Sometimes you just have to go hard. If you're in that season and you're fed up with it, you know you've been in it for a while, sometimes this season can last for years. These seasons can be annual seasons, like years, if you allow them to be. And the reason that happens is because as you continue to grow, your mental work has to begin to start, which is another reason why the inner circle is so important, because your mental work is what's blocking you. It's not your physical ability to get the job done. It's your mental work that's blocking the ability for you to receive what is coming to you in this group, in this level of abundance, okay? So these seasons can last for however long. If you are in that middle season where it's kind of evening out, you're making money and it's kind of matching what you're working, do more work. Go hard. Go hard until you break out. And when you break out of that season, you will find yourself in a season where you are making way more than what the work is you're putting in. That's that season where you hear people saying, I work 2 hours a day, and like Tracy Walker, I work 2 hours a day, and I made $193,000 in 3 months. Right? 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 Like, that's something that's, huh. Now, that's a mindset to even receive that that's possible once. That's that reprogramming we talked about, right, which happens in that middle season. When you decide to go hard, and I mean you're working 2 hours a day because you have a job and you're working 2 hours a day, you decide, you know what, I'm going to work 3 hours a day. I'm going to go a little harder. One of our business partners, Felicia, she made a decision to go a little harder. She's seeing the results. What is your why? Why are you doing this? And is it something that you want now? Or something that you're okay with kind of letting it go another year or 2 years or so? That's really something to ask yourself to kind of figure out exactly where am I? Am I sick and tired of being here? Let me put the time in. Let me go hard. Dave Wood said he went hard when he was in that van to get that BMW and that first award in that company he was in back then. He worked hard. He put in hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of time to break free. Many people you talk to that have broken free, they put in a lot of time. They either had a lot of money or a lot of time, okay? And they went hard for a time period until they broke out, until they broke out. So that is that season. When you break out and you're in that place where you realize the amount of money you're making, that you're not working nearly them kind of hours, isn't that the place we all desire to be in? For finances. Now understand, each of these seasons, finances is but one part. It's a way to measure it, to explain it better, easier, so that you can understand the measurements of it. That's what it was explained to me, and it gave me that aha moment, like, okay, so this is the season I'm in, and this is why I'm not rich quick. Because that's kind of how it looked when I saw the circles on the whiteboard, that I was going to do three, fine, three, and I was going to be, it's going to be on and popping, right? But that's not what's happening. So then when I finally got online, I'm putting in all these hours. I just don't understand. It was a thing of you have to learn some things. You're back on a learning curve. You're back in school. You got to learn some things and implement while you're learning. Yet the more you implement, the better you get at it, right? And then you find those niches that are just your style of marketing where you can attract any lead. Every time you put out marketing into this particular type of marketing, that you generate leads every single time. Then you find that one that just connects with you and works with you. And then you start to hit that technique harder and harder and harder. Harder and harder. Some of us on the call have found that niche, weren't really comfortable with it, so pulled away from it and started doing something else and stopped getting leads. I'm not sure. I'm just saying this happens, right? Guess how I know. I'm just saying. Guess how I know. I've done it several times over the last year. Okay, I've done it several times. That thing that I was doing that was working, yet honestly, I didn't like doing it. I pulled away from it. For some of you, it's video marketing. You did some videos. You got a great response, right? You started getting leads from these videos. And then you stopped doing videos. Why? You didn't want to do videos, really. You were like, yeah, I feel it works and all, yet I didn't really feel the whole video thing. Right? Some of you it's video. Some of you it's email marketing. You wrote a few emails and converted somebody. You weren't really tracking, so you weren't sure which email did it. Right? You weren't sure. The person just told you they signed up and they saw email. Right? So you weren't really tracking, so you couldn't really tell where it came from. But then you already was like, well, I can't write. I'm not really a good email person. You know, I'm going to go back to swiping and stop being genuine and stop being myself in my emails and stop sharing myself with my list. And then you stop getting the sign-ups, the leads that way, the people converting to your email list. Uncomfortableness. In these seasons, one of the main keys to breaking out of this season is the thing that makes you the most uncomfortable. Go hard in that. Do that. That stretching of yourself is what stretches you right into that new season. Right into the new season. Right into the new season. When you look at what you've been doing and what you're doing in your marketing, what you're doing in your business, honestly, how you're raising your children, how you're speaking to people at the job, how you talk to people, smile at people in the grocery store, how you carry yourself completely. In every area, you can implement this concept. If you're one that walks through, I'm one that walks through a grocery store and I smile at people. You know, I keep smiling. I smile at people all the time. It's gotten to the point where I've caught people kind of staring at me to see if I'm going to smile. Not that they know me, but it seems like people are looking at me and I just smile and they always smile back or whatever. But I'll be like, God, that's interesting. Like, I had one lady, she was just staring me down. And I was kind of doing stuff and I felt her looking at me, but wasn't so wild. And I looked up at her and smiled, you know. Now, that smile was a little uncomfortable. I'm like, why is she staring at me? Right? But I smiled anyway. So there's times when, it comes a time when we'll be in a situation, like for me, maybe I'll be in church. There'll be in a situation where there's a level of authority. And it's kind of the person, the authority person asks you to do something that you're really kind of like, oh, okay. Yet, step out and say, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. You know, I'm gonna do this. There's conversations we have to have with our children that are uncomfortable conversations. That when you look at the world we're living in today, is it really fair for me to allow myself to be to just remain comfortable and let this world kill my baby? No, it's not. So let me just break down, be uncomfortable, and look my daughter in the eyes and have this conversation. Right? You, in order to step out on and do that thing that's very uncomfortable, when you do it once, you'll be okay. Some of us, I know all of us have gone to school at some time or another, and we all went to that party. You know, the school dance type thing, the first one. And you're at this dance, you know, your outfit's fresh and all that. And I remember these days, I went to a dance, the outfit was fresh, it was all good, and it's time for the music to come on. And people want to dance. Now, it's the first dance, guys. This is when girls and boys, they ain't really sure if they like each other, whatever. How this is going to work? You know what I'm saying? Do we dance together? Do we just dance in a group of girls, a group of guys? What's going on? It's that first dance when you remember you saw some girl and some guy dancing. He was like, oh, huh, that's bold. They dancing together. You know, right at like, I don't know, maybe eighth grade, whatever. And you're like, okay, they're dancing. Well, at least back then in my years, back then it was it was 6th, 7th, 8th grade. I don't know about today, but then you see him dance. You're like, okay, I'm gonna dance too. And there's this guy that I think is so cute, right? I'm gonna dance, right? And then you see the guy coming up to you, or a girl, if you're a guy. You see that person? I saw that guy coming over to me, and I was like, oh my God. What am I going to do? You know, the girl's like, oh, my God, he's coming. Then I turn around, and he's like, you want to dance? And I'm like, yes. At that moment, I remember being the most uncomfortable. Because, one, this guy was a cutie, like all the girls liked him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very uncomfortable. And so then we're on the dance floor, and now I have to dance. Good Lord. So you start dancing. Another thing, I am uncomfortable. All I want to do is run back up to the wall and be like, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to dance, right? Yet, I dance. I dance. All of a sudden, I start having a good time. All of a sudden, everybody's on the dance floor dancing. All of a sudden, it's all good. Guys, think about a time in your life when you were utterly uncomfortable. It's like, I don't know, but you did it anyway. And if you have to hold on to that moment, because you know when you did it anyways, it was all good. Like, I use that example because after we started dancing, oh, that was the best decision I ever made. Right? I had the best time that whole night. So in order to remember it now, all these years later, I can tell you the dude's name and everything. We're not going to go there. But it was a great night, right? So in order to think about how you felt at a time when you decided to do a thing that made you uncomfortable. Guys, I didn't like video marketing back in 2009 and 2010. I remember the leaders telling me, between Tracy and some other leaders telling me, you need to do video. You need to do video. I was like, yeah, no. Uh-uh. I didn't want to. I didn't. No. That was utterly outside of my box. That wasn't just outside of my box, guys. That was like in another state outside my box. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't do it. And there was a plateau in my business. There was a blockage in my business. I wasn't moving forward. It got to a point where I was desperate enough to do the thing that I said I wouldn't do before. I was desperate enough to see a change in my season that I said, okay, and I did some videos. The first videos I did, which are still on my YouTube channel, were, oh, my God, okay? They weren't very transparent. They were very vague. And the success didn't really come. And so after I had done a few videos, and then I finally had some success, a little success, as little to some, it was a big deal to me, was that I was able to take some money I had made in my business to put my baby in daycare. And some who had children know daycare is expensive. And I got on the video, and I was just straight up honest. You know, I'm a single mom. I wasn't getting no child support, and it's been hard, you know, and this is what I've been doing, and now I'm able to afford to put my baby in daycare to give myself more time to put into my business. That video got so many hits. So much happened that I was like, wait a minute, so many leads came from that video. Between you guys, I still use that video today. And I believe that was 2010, maybe, 2011, maybe 2010, I think. I still use that video today. Okay, now the thing I'm trying to get into is that I had to do that thing that was very uncomfortable. Email marketing is another thing. Since I've been in Empowered Network, email marketing was something I've enhanced at. So you know what I did? I got some books to help with my writing and started reading some things, learning some things, listening to some people. I'm on several email lists. And I get on lists and I read their emails consistently. I read how they're writing. I mean, I read what they're saying, but then I go in and see the words they're using. I see where they highlight, where they underline, where they italicize. I see where they place their links in the email. Okay? And then I see how I want, especially when I read email that I want to click and rebuy on. Oh, yeah. I'm paying very good attention to the wording being used in that. These are things you can do without going out having to spend a lot of money. Get on a list, especially like Aaron Rest. Some of these writers that you know are email writers. And the 15K, the email writing training. Guys, what season are you in right now? And are you comfortable in that season? Are you content? Is this where you want, if tomorrow, if today is the last day you have on this earth, is this the season you want to say goodbye in? If today is the last day you have on earth, is this the season you want to say goodbye in? Just something to think about. If it's not, and you know, no, there's more for me, it's time to go and push into that next season. Be it reading more, listening to more audio, because sometimes it's not a matter of sitting at the computer pumping out blogs. You can pump out blogs all day. If your mentality's off, that's not going to work well for you, right? It's not marketing, because you can be talking to people all day, but if your mental health is not right, if you're not thinking clearly, if what's going on in your mind and your thought process isn't clear, that's not going to work well for you. You're going to be taking everything personal. You're going to be, you know, kind of snappy. It's not going to work well, right? Yes. If you decide, yes, I'm ready to go further, I need to listen to more audio right now. Let me get more audio, because as you listen to more audio and read more, and I'm talking about read books that are actually, you know, books that will lift you up, How to Win and Influence Friends, like this, like I said, Outwin the Devil, you know, the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. You know, if you go out and you're reading books, right, reading these books more, spending more time reading, so you have been doing 2 hours, I'm going to spend an extra hour reading each day, you'll begin to see yourself naturally push into that season. Because what you're feeding inside of you is that ability to desire more. What you feed is what is strongest inside of you. We know this, right? So what you're feeding is what is ruling over you. Okay? So you will begin to feed that thing in you that makes you want to go forward. It makes a 16-hour day on a Sunday after you got home from church seem like nothing. Or even if you don't go to church, waking up and getting on the computer and working 16 hours on a Sunday feel like nothing. Nothing. Last week, I remember a few weeks back, I got on my computer and I sat there to do like two things. Most of the time, I had been sitting there for 4 hours. It felt like I had been there for 30 minutes. Did I complete a lot of stuff? Yes. But it still felt like I had just been sitting there for 30 minutes. See, that's because of mental work that I've done, reading some things I've done, listening to audio every single day that I've done, right? When you begin to do these things, sometimes it's not always about what you're physically doing as far as putting up content, marketing, and these techniques. You've heard the leaders say all the time, I can tell you exactly what I do every single day. If your mind ain't right, it ain't going to matter. It won't matter. You could do the exact same thing I do every day. And we could have totally different results, right? So what you need to do now is to first off see what season you're in. Really, really. You know your goal. You know where you're trying to go. You know where you deserve to go, right? In fact, we declare it here today. You know where you're at. If you're just in the process of manifesting it. Yes? Yes? So you know where that is. You know if today was your last day, you would not want to end in this place. Right? That's why party. That's why you're on the call. Right? We're moving forward. So now is to decide, this is the season I'm in. Then critique yourself there and say, let's see, what is that thing that I know I've been putting off? What's that one thing that I know I'm like, I'm not doing that? Because that makes me feel uncomfortable. Because understand, doing that thing consistently is sitting in that season you want to get into. Be it you're in season one, where you're working really, really hard and making no money. You're in season two, where you're working, it's leveling out. You got money that's going kind of along with what you're making. Or if you're in season three and you're trying to go even further, you know, season four, season five, these are the things you need to decide. Like, see what things are. Pick one. Pick one or two things that you know you've already done before and seen some success, but it was just so uncomfortable that you stopped. Pick two things. And over the next 7 days, you know, next 7, 8, 20 days, maybe 20, 21 days, do those things every single day. Do those things every single day. And on top of that, if you're not reading every day, guys, and you're not listening to your inner circle or your audio every day, do it. Start doing it. I didn't realize until I joined Empower Network how much of a big deal that is in the success of many, those in this company, out of this company, in this industry, not even in this industry, the billionaires, millionaires, trillionaires out there. This is very important. It's not something you can say, I'm not going to do, like I'm not going to have dessert today. Mm-mm. It's something you have to do, like understanding I need water, right? You must listen to your audio. You must read. Understand the season you're in and pat yourself on the back, because you know what? The only way you get to these seasons is when you make a decision to build something for yourself. Folks out there just allowing themselves to be controlled by the life, allowing life to control them, going to jobs, going home, not doing nothing to build anything for themselves, they have no idea what I'm talking about right now. You understand what I mean? The fact that you are even in these seasons is a reason to rejoice. It's a reason to celebrate. It's a reason to say, you know what, and it might be a very uncomfortable time. You might feel like you're busting your butt. You might be tired, but you know what? That's okay. Because every second and minute you put toward this is something for you and yours that you can leave behind. It's something that gets you out of debt. It's something that allows you to have less stress in your life. Something that allows you to have more joy. Many more reasons to smile, right? So, guys, I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you for this call, being on the call tonight today, and have an amazing day. Make sure you guys go out and say, like, you know, about 20 smiles today. I know all y'all smiling right now because y'all realize y'all ain't got nothing but successes that you've just had already, right, that you're working towards. And you're also realizing that you're getting ready to push out of this season, so you're so excited because you're getting ready to do the thing that makes you uncomfortable. Isn't that awesome? Yay! Have a great day, guys. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.